A blessed afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It is already December and 22 days to go before Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Indeed, that the Lord has been good to us all throughout the year. Amen. Amen. So for this time, we know that we're all busy with work and with all the preparations for gatherings. But let us remember the reason why we are celebrating Christmas. And for this time, may I invite everyone to please stand as we prepare our hearts in worshiping the Lord. Amen. Yes. Lord, thank you. Let's pray, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this time, O God, that we could worship you. And we want to glorify your name, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, O God, all throughout the years, Father God. And we want to lift up your name, O Lord. We want to give thanks to you. We want to glorify your name, Father God, in this place, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord.
From the realms of glory, wing your flight on all the earth. He who sung creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth.
Thank you. worship you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we want to worship you in this place, Lord. And so, God, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord Jesus.
In the darkness we were waiting, without hope, without light. Till from heaven you came running, there was mercy in your eyes. To fulfill the law and prophets, to a virgin came the word. From a throne of endless glory, to a cradle in the dirt. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King of Kings. Feel the kingdom coming, and to reconcile the lost, to redeem the whole creation. You did not despise the cross, for even in your suffering, you saw to the other side, knowing this was our salvation. Jesus, for our sake, you died. Rose from their tombs, and the angels stood alone, for the soul of all who'd come to the Father are restored. And the church of Christ was born, then the Spirit lit the flame. Now his gospel truth of old shall not kneel, shall not fail.
Praise the Lord,
praise the
nations, O Lord God. We want to glorify your name, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. You are worthy of it all. Yes, Lord. You are worthy of it all. Let's sing it again. You are worthy. And you are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. From you are all things. And to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory.
You are worthy of it all. Oh, from you are all things, and to you are all things. And you deserve the glory.
You are worthy of it all.
You are worthy of it all.
Yes, Lord.
You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, to you are all things. You deserve the glory. Oh, we worship you. Hallelujah, we praise you, Lord. You are worthy. You are worthy of it all. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, lift our voice and praise him in this place. We are here to worship you, Jesus. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You are together lovely. Altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to
here I am to worship,
here I am to worship, here I am to
bow down, here I am to just utter a word of thanksgiving and praises to him, for he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Here we are worshiping you. You are worthy. You are holy, Lord. You deserve all our praises, oh God. And we want to thank you. We want to thank you for the grace. We want to thank you for your mercy. We want to thank you for your love. Lord, we are undeserving, yet Lord, you reach down to each one of us. And we are humble, Lord, for your mercy and love. Salamat, Panginoon. In your own way, just utter a word of prayer, of thanksgiving to God before we partake of the communion. In your own way, just pause. Just come to the Lord and thank Him for the salvation that we receive. Because if He have not reached to us, we don't know what kind of life we've been living. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the cross. Hallelujah. 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 Today, we will be partaking of the Lord's Supper. And I would like to invite all of us to maintain our reverence as we come to the Lord's table. The Lord's Supper is a worshipful bringing into mind Christ, our Lord, who remind us the dramatized proclamation of the gospel, remind us of what He has done on the cross. As we take the Lord's Supper, is also reaffirming of our relationship, our fellowship with God and with one another. If you have repented of your sins, trusted in Christ for your salvation, and have submitted your life to His Lordship, you are welcome to partake of the communion this afternoon. But take heed of the warning in the Word of God. He says here, whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. This is a warning, a reminder, as we come before the Lord, may we come reverently, with sincerity, with humility, and with thankfulness, having that full awareness of its meaning. Therefore, before we partake of the communion, let's take this time to come before the Lord quietly. Let us open our hearts, confessing any areas of our life that displeases Him, any sin that have hurt Him because of our disobedience. So I would like to invite all of us to be seated for a while. Let's just come to the Lord with an open heart. Lord, we thank you for this space, for this opportunity to be reminded that we are sinner, frail, and we make mistakes. But we thank you for your promise, Lord, to those who come to you in repentance and brokenness. You will not despise, and you will freely forgive. You have seen our hearts, you have heard our prayers. And we know, Lord, as we have prayed it sincerely, we come to you with reverence. We come to you knowing, Lord, that as we partake of the communion, you want us to have a right conscience. Salamat, Panginoon, for this time we have. So we come to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us stand and prepare the elements that's found on your seats. Kindly hold the cup. Open the lower and the upper seal so that we can take the communion together. If there's any one of you who have not received the communion element, please do raise your hands and our usher will come and serve you. verse 23 to 24. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's partake of the bread. Verse 25, we read, "The same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" Let's partake of the cup. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this point of our communion, let's just find a prayer partner that we can pray with, that we can thank the Lord with. Let's come together. Let's just find somebody that we can come and thank the Lord for the salvation that we have received. Hallelujah. Lord, we are humbled by your grace for each one of us, that you have allowed your body to be broken and your blood to be poured out on behalf of all the people you have created. Thank you, Lord, for the relationship that's been restored, relationship with you and our relationship with one another. We thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice. It did more than just forgive. It also conquers death and grants us freedom from sin. Lord, I pray as we gather today, we open our hearts to receive your word and to give us an anticipation to experience you in a brand new way. Salamat, Panginoon. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering.
Good afternoon po sa lahat. Pwede po nating batiin na ang ating mga katabi ng Merry Christmas because this is the first Sunday of December. Merry Christmas. Truly, the Lord deserves all the glory. And another way to glorify God is through our giving. It shows us the worship, trust, and obedience to the Lord. So let us come and read the in Matthew 6, verse 20 to 21 says, let us read together. Do not lay up yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroys, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For there where treasure is, there your hearts will be also. Let us read the declaration of faith. As we give our tithes and offerings, may we heed to the Lord's command not to store up treasures on earth where they can be lost of moth, rust, thieves, or anything other. Invest our treasures and priorities on what is eternal. May we guard our hearts from worldly pleasure and focus our hearts, minds on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, O God, that treasures on earth can be stealed by moth or rust. But Lord, as we give our tithes and offerings, may we heed to the Lord's command not to store up treasures on earth, where they can be lost of moths, rust, thieves, or anything else. Rather, invest our treasures and priorities of what is eternal. May you guard our hearts and the worldly pleasure and focus our hearts and minds on Jesus Christ alone. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let us give cheerfully to the Lord.
From the realms of glory, bring your light all over the earth. He who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship Christ the King.
Thank you, worship team. Merry Christmas! And a Happy New Year. So, this morning, before I call on our first-time guest, may I ask if meron po tayong second-timers or third-timers in this place, we'd like to recognize you once again. Meron po ba nandito for the second or third time? Oh, hello! Please stand up po. Welcome back to the Living Word Fellowship. It is our joy to have you back, and sana tuloy-tuloy na po ito, kapatid. And so this morning, we have 8 sisters who are with us. So, as I call on your names, please stand up to be recognized. And we would like to welcome you the Living Word Fellowship way, sabi nga nila. So, may I call on Sister Marilu Salcedo. Please remain standing po. Sister Irish May de la Cruz. Oh, hello, welcome. Sister Ronaline Castor. Welcome to the Living Word Fellowship. Sister Jolene Mugao. Welcome. Sister Chan. Chan Ai. Hey, oh, hello. Welcome. Welcome to the Living Word Fellowship. Sister Jean Magbanwa. Sister Jean. Hello, Sister Jean. Sister Welin Beltran. Hello. And Sister Leia Octaviano. Oh, hello. Welcome to the Living Word Fellowship. And we would like to, after the second service, your welcome host will usher you po sa ating rooms. Oh, we have one more. Si Sister Diana, welcome to the Living Word Fellowship. We are happy to have you here this morning. And it is our joy to have you. And this morning, we would like to pray for you. So stretch forth your hands to our sisters. Let's pray for them. Lord, indeed, you are a wonderful Savior, a gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. We thank you for your presence this morning. And Lord, we welcome our sisters in our midst. We believe that this is not an accident. But Lord, we believe that it is a part of your wonderful plan in their lives. So Lord, we pray that you bless our sisters, encourage them, Lord. And even as they hear your word, Lord, we pray for your Holy Spirit to minister in their hearts, oh God. And whatever circumstances that they are facing right now, Lord, we pray that you increase their faith, Lord. And they may they find hope and strength in you alone. So Lord, bless my sisters this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Before we dive into God's Word, let me highlight a few announcements. This coming Wednesday will be our midweek prayer, and then we will have it here 7:30 p.m. this coming Wednesday, physical pusha. So if you're available to join us, come 7:30 p.m. for our prayer night this Wednesday. Also, early morning prayer, consistent po ito, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 5 a.m. Then on Sunday will be 6 a.m. via Zoom. Also, we have our IBI classes. One upcoming up po is GD301, 10 December. If you desire to learn, to know more of the doctrines, that what we're believing in, join our Great Doctrines number 2. And also, next year, we start our IBI batch number 10. We are starting a new class, but what we need is at least 30 students. So if you desire to join us, please contact Tita Eva for more details. Also, those who will be visiting the Flower Dome, sinong pupunta sa Flower Dome mamaya? Taas kamay. Ayan, yung pupunta mamaya, please join us later po. Please collect yung ticket ninyo sa iConnect or from your friend. Probably they have received that. And later part after the service, please quickly proceed sa car park. Because by 2:15, dadali na po tayo ng buses papunta sa Flower Dome. So this is for December 3. And then sa December 10, next week. Now, the last opportunity for you to go sa Flower Dome is sa December 17. Because today is the last date of registration. So take note. If you are interested to go, you have to register today. Pero ito po ay for December 17 po. Okay? We need at least 2 weeks to submit some organizers. Ayan. Sinong pupunta mamaya? Yon, sige. Sana all, no? All right. Next one, holiday services. Take note, 24 December, we will have our Christmas Eve Sunday. Only one service. What time? 9:30. And then after that, we will have a Christmas party, group performances, Pat Bless Puto, my games, I may prizes. Then those who wants to be part of exchange gift, take note, minimum po ng $10. You can go above $10, so go ahead. So join us at 24 December. And then 31st December, which is our New Year's Eve Sunday, we also have one service, but we will have an online countdown sa gabi. Okay, so we will start our online countdown 11 p.m. and hopefully you can join us and worship and pray and thank God for the past and also thank God for the new year. Okay, now, tanong, meron bang service, Pastor, sa 25th ng December sa Christmas? Meron po. We will have our Christmas service celebration 25th December, 10 a.m. Ito po ngayon, we are in partnership with the Netfield Churches. Netfield Churches ay mga Filipino churches in Singapore. We'll be gathering here and we will have a service and worship and also Pat Bless after. So if you have no place to go, the church is open. Let's come together and honor God. Amen? Ayan, 25th December po yan. Praise the Lord. Just turn to the person beside you and tell that person, Merry Christmas, kapatid. Para naman kayong walang energy, Christmas na December. Alam ko may nag-break up eh. Alam ko may nag-break up. Pag huwag kayong ma-affect sa break up nila. Ito talaga. Pabayaan mo na yung buhay nila. Again, turn to the person beside you. Merry Christmas! Praise the Lord. Yan, palakpan natin ating Panginoon. You know, we thank the Lord for His faithfulness. Amen? Because the Lord has shown Himself faithful for the 11 months that we'll be living for 2023. Amen? For the past weeks, for the past months, the Lord has been faithful. The Lord has provided. The Lord has been with us in times of hardship, in times of joy. The Lord has been there. Amen? And now we are in December. In a couple days' time, we'll be celebrating Christmas. And also, we'll be entering the new year. And if you would assess your life, it's all by the grace of God. Amen? Kaya palakpakan natin ating Panginoon. It's all because of the Lord. The reason why we are here, the reason why we're still healthy, the reason why we can still function is because of the goodness and faithfulness of God. Kaya sabihin mo sa tabi mo, our God is faithful. Now, for us Christians, and many of us, especially mga Pilipino, we all love Christmas. Christmas is the most awaited holiday, and we are anticipating for it to come. Every year, pagkatapos ng Christmas, you're gonna think about next. Hindi last Christmas, ha? Last Christmas, you gave you my heart. You think about the other Christmas, the next upcoming Christmas. Because Christmas is a time of the year where some of us will return sa Pilipinas. And to have have some reunion with our family. Those who are going sa Pilipinas, say yay! Yay! Yung hindi pupunta, yay! Yay! Oh, mas maraming hindi pupunta sa Pilipinas. It's also a time of the year that we can slow down and relax. Hopefully, we can experience that. Also, a time of the year that we can have fun, have parties, have games, and also exchange gifts. And also, it's a time of the year that some of us will gain weight. Kaya, take note, ha, yung mga weight natin dyan. But we all know, as believers, Christmas is more than the parties or the festive season. It's more than just exchange gifts or the funds that we're having. To us, the real meaning of Christmas is about Jesus Christ. Amen? We all know that. We understand that. That the reason why we have Christmas is to remember the first Advent, the birth of our Savior and Lord Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Sabihin mo sa tabi mo, it's all about Jesus. But my question is this, if you say it's all about Jesus, how can we spiritually and practically apply it in our lives? Kasi you can say it, but not necessarily live it. It's all about Jesus, pero maghapon ka nagpa-party. You see? You can say that it's all about Jesus, but nasaan ka? Picture-picture ka, nasa Merlion, MBS. And you say, it's all about Jesus. But what does it mean when we say ang Christmas is all about Jesus? And what kind of posture should our hearts have so that we can honor and celebrate our Lord Jesus Christ? Ano ba yun? Because we can easily say that. Because, and you know, I pray that during this period, with all the gifts and celebration, we will have a deeper understanding of who Jesus is in our lives. Ayun ang prayer ko, that we will have a deeper understanding of who He is. And as we understand Him, may we experience Him in a fresh new ways. In a couple of weeks, we will look in a few description of who Jesus is. And we found our text in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And I would like everyone, all of us to stand to read our text for today. Found in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Let's read together. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Let's pray. Panginoon, salamat, Lord, for this afternoon that we are gathered here. We thank you for your faithfulness for the past months. Now, we're in the month of December. I pray, Lord, as we reflect on the past, remind us of your faithfulness and goodness. Then as we look forward, as we come to a festive season, I pray that our hearts, our mind, and our eyes will be focused on you. Yes, we will have a lot of parties and exchanges and games, but yet, Lord, I pray that our posture of our heart will always be towards you. Come, Holy Spirit, we ask for your word to be spoken this afternoon. Guide us and lead us. May we draw near to you. May we know you more, and may we worship you. Salamat, Panginoon. Take over our service, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. You know, the birth of Jesus Christ, the arrival of the Messiah, the Savior of the world, has never been an accident. His arrival, his mission has been prophesied many times in the Old Testament. And let me show you a chart. And today our topic will be Jesus, our Wonderful Counselor. See, this is a chart. In the left side is all the Old Testament verses. And the right side is the New Testament verses. Ang hirap makita yan. So there are hundreds of verses in the Old Testament that prophesied the coming of the Messiah. Hindi lang isa, hindi lang dalawa, but one scholar says there are 574 verses in the Old Testament that somehow points and described in having that reference of the coming Messiah. Now, sasabihin na iba, coincidence lang yan. Mahirap. Kung isa, dalawa, okay lang. But now, if you have hundreds of verses, scripture that points that Jesus is coming, paano mo i-defend na it's just merely a coincidence? What interesting is this, also the writers are different. David wrote in Psalms 22, that was written in 100 BC, it speaks of Jesus. But Zechariah wrote in 500 BC. They are many years apart, but they are writing the same thing, prophesying the coming of the Savior. Now, looking at our book of Isaiah, in the book of Isaiah, some scholars suggest there's at least 100, and when I was referring, there's 124 prophecies that refer to Jesus Christ. And you know, sinasabi na Jesus is coming, Jesus will be this and that, and he will come like a baby. Like, example, in chapter 7, it speaks of how the Messiah will arrive. And let me read to you in chapter 7. It says here in verse 14, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name," what? "Emmanuel." So darating siya, born as a baby, and he shall be called Emmanuel. Now in chapter 9, it now describes of who he is. Some characteristics. And basahin natin ito. We have read it earlier on. "For us a child is born, to us a son is given, and government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." Now, in ancient times, when they would write, and when they would want to recognize someone higher, or someone who's reigning a kingdom or empire, yung mga taong nasa kanya, subjects niya, yung mga servant niya, would try to lift that king up by adulation or words of exaltation. So in ancient time, yun ang ginagawa nila. Kurari, ikaw ay hari, maraming sasabihin, "Ikaw, Brother Bong, ang perfect na tao." Parang ganun. So here in ancient time, what they will do when they will write to describe who is this king. And here the description is, "Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." And the purpose of this is to describe the role, to describe the responsibilities, to describe the characteristic that they hope the king will have and the king will do. Kaya ito yung Isaiah, he was writing that the son will be born and this is what he will do. Now, Bakit sinulat ni Isaiah ito? You see, this description brings hope to the people of God. Because if you study their context, if you study their situation, this is what they were in a great mess, in a great distress. The people of God, the Israelites, were in the great distress. In Isaiah chapter 8, if you backtrack in chapter 8, ito ang description nila. It says here, they were distressed, they were in darkness and gloom of anguish. Kaya yung narinig nila tong prophecy na to, when narinig nila tong message ni Isaiah, it gives them hope. Kasi nga, ang sitwasyon nila ay ganito, may hugot. They were distressed, in darkness, in gloom, in anguish. Now question, how come they ended up like this? Now, if you read chapter 8 in the previous verses, you'll notice what kind of life they were living. The reason why they were distressed in darkness is because they're walking in darkness. In Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20b, it says, people who contradict His word are completely in the dark. Sila ay they're living in a life of darkness, sa kadiliman. May kilala ba kayo na buhay na sa kadiliman? Tingin mo yung katabi mo. Hindi yan. Ba't kayo natawa? So that time, they were walking in darkness. Yet, the promises of God is there. The commandments of God is there. Yet, they were walking in darkness. They reject the word of God. Why are they distressed? They were unrepentant and ungrateful towards God. Again, it says here, let me look at this text. It says, they will go from one place to another, weary and hungry. And because they are hungry, they will rage and curse their king and their God. They are walking in darkness. Gutom na sila. Sino pang sinisi? Yung hari at ang Diyos. They don't see their mistake. Nagsisisi ng iba at sinisisi ang Diyos. They are all living in sin, willfully disobeying God. Just trace back in chapter 8. In chapter 8, what they were doing is they were, ang tawag sa, hindi mangkukulam eh. They were sorcery. Anong yung Tagalog sa sorcery? Black magic. They were approaching yung manghuhula, fortune tellers. He said, God said, do not approach that. If you read chapter 8, they were doing this. They were really walking away from God. And that's the reason why they were in a great mess and distress. Because of their hard-heartedness, they did not listen to God. What did God do? He sent the Assyrian and the Babylonian. And they were living in gloom and anguish. They were living in great distress and hunger. Life was hard because of the way they have lived their life apart from God. You see, their attitude is this. They're choosing their own way rather than God's way. Trusting their human glory rather than God, the nation have plunged itself into darkness. Have you seen people, maybe probably your own life, before you have surrendered your life to the Lord, how were you living? You were living away from God. Trying so much, trying to live, but you are always hooked into sin. But you know, despite of their condition, God saw their helplessness, their condition. And out of great mercy, He responded, ito ang ginawa ng Panginoon. In chapter 9, He said, the people walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in a land of deep darkness, on them has as light shone. Even though they were living in darkness, suddenly, the light shone. They were living sa kadiliman, biglang mayroong ilaw. Have you ever gone to a concert before? I've gone to a rock concert before bago ako maayos ang buhay. I do go. I went there in a rock concert. And this heavy metal kasi eh. So I was there before they end, they will start yung music nila biglang tapos yung light. Have you seen? Ang sakit sa mata. Ganun yung light, ang lakas. The same thing. They were living in darkness and suddenly there's great light. Now, this light is not just physical light. This light is the child that will be born and shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. He is our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe this message is perfect to us today. Look around us in the news. Ang dami nangyayari. Times is getting darker and darker. Do you agree? Mukhang mas mahirap ang buhay. Ang buhay ng tao ay mas matigas ngayon. They don't recognize God no longer. And sin has becoming more rampant. You look at sa mga Facebook and all the things that being posted. You will just, if you're not aware, you'll be shocked how people are living today. And it breaks you. Sin has become rampant. People seeking to live their own life apart from God. And because of sin, there's no peace. There's no peace and there's a lot of uncertainties. Wars are happening in some countries. Hatred, bitterness is happening in our hearts. Some struggle how to live their life and some are lost because of sin. And because of darkness, some of us may ask, is there the hope? Is there hope? You know, brothers and sisters, we have hope. Because despite of all things that's happening, Jesus, our Savior, is a wonderful counselor. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, wonderful counselor. And this two word is so much depth. Let's look at it. Let's do a word study. Wonderful means in Hebrew is pele, which means incomprehensible. It's wondrous work. It's connected to the acts of God. It refers to the unusual thing beyond human capabilities. Things that only God can do. Many times, pag ginagamit natin yung wonderful, parang nawawala yung meaning. Alam mo yung kantang Wonderful Tonight? Nawawala yung meaning. But if you look at the Hebrew word, it's more than just parang ang wonderful naman, ang ganda. Mas malalim yon ang ibig sabihin dito. They couldn't find the right English translation, but here it says, it's specifically speaking of the things that God have done. Mighty works of God. If you read Psalms, if you read Deuteronomy, the psalmist will write, great is the work of God. So ang focus niyan is work of the Lord. It's connected to the acts of God. His mighty work, His achievement that only God can do. Now, in counselor, ano ibig sabihin nito sa Hebrew? Hebrew is ya'atz. It means to advise, to consult, to devise, to plan, and to strategize. Ito yung dalawang root word meaning. Now, if you put these two words together, we are able to describe the kind of counsel that the Messiah provide. And Jesus, first point here, Jesus, the wonderful counselor, means His counsel is divine. His counsel is divine. Let me read to you some verses in Isaiah 28. This also comes from the Lord of hosts. He is wonderful in counsel, is excellent in wisdom. Psalms 147, it says, great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. Ibig sabihin, etong Messiah, Jesus would come, His understanding is beyond our understanding. In those times, kings were given advice, but they all make mistake. But etong Messiah, Jesus, His counsel is divine because He comes from above. Jesus does not need any counsel because He's divine. He knows all things. He discerns our heart. Look at the New Testament. Alam niya ang nangyayari sa puso ng mga tao. His counsel is divine. Second, Jesus, the wonderful counselor, means His counsel is sovereign and will forever stand. His counsel is sovereign and will forever stand. In Psalms 33, verse 10 to 11, it says here, the Lord brings the counsel of the nation to nothing. He frustrates the plan of the people. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, and the plans of His heart to all generations. Now, Isaiah 4:6-10, it says, declaring the end from the beginning and for the ancient time things not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will accomplish all my purpose. Ang ibig sabihin nito, sovereignty in His counsel, it means God's sovereignty means that He's absolute in authority, in unrestricted in His supremacy. Everything that happened is, at the very least, the result of God's permissive will. When we say God is sovereign, He's in control. When we say God is sovereign, He's never surprised with the things that's happening. Hindi siya nasyashak. And when we say He's sovereign, there are things that He allowed to happen that we might not understand. But yet He's still in control. No matter what man tries to do, God's sovereign plan and purpose will prevail. You know, if you read yung context ng Isaiah, the Israelites were hard-headed and did not listen to the messages of Isaiah. What were the Israelites doing? Sabi ni Isaiah sa kanila, mag-surrender ka sa Assyrian. Pero ang ginawa ng Israelites, kaysa mag-surrender sa Assyrian, kumampi sa mga Egyptian. Ngayon, let's do this ha. Sa tingin nila, mas malakas ang Egyptian. So kumampi sila para kaawayin yung Assyrian. But God said, huwag kang kumampi sa mga Egyptian. Mag-surrender ka sa Assyrian, pero ayaw makinig. Kumampi pa rin kasi nakita nila itong mga Egyptian ay powerful. They have great warriors and horses. And they trusted with their own eyes. So hindi nakinig sa Panginoon, kumampi sa Egyptian, lumaban sa Assyrian. Sino ngayon talo? Sila. Can you see the pattern? Alam niyo, paminsan ganun tayo. Paminsan ganun tayo. When God say left, what would we do? When we God say left, what we normally do? We go to right. When God say stay, what we normally do? O kayo nagsasabi niyan, ha? When God say obey, what do we normally do? We do want to be controlled. But yet, even despite of our disobedience, His will still prevail. His will, His purpose, His plan. You see, instead of trusting God's plan, many times, inuuna natin yung plano natin. However, God's power can frustrate man's plan. The plans and purposes of the Lord stand forever. It's unshakable. It's permanent and lasting. Let me give this quote. He says here, history shows that the plans of the Lord succeed even when man plans otherwise. There is no limit to God's rule. This is part of what it means to be God. He is sovereign over the whole world and everything that happens in it. He is never helpless, never frustrated, never at loss. And in Christ, God's awesome sovereign providence is the place we feel most reverent, most secured, most free. There's a promise that was given to Abraham. Sabi ng Panginoon sa kanya, linabas siya sa camp. Sabi niya, look at the stars. This is how many children you will have. But during the time, how many children did Abraham have? Zero. And how old was he? Sabi ng iba, 100. Sabi iba, 90 years old. Mga nakayata ng 90 years old, yung asawa. Kaya-kaya. Menopause baby na yun. But when God opened and said, this is your children, God kept His promise. And after many years, from Abraham comes the Israelites, and there are thousand and thousand and million. It just showed that God is sovereign. God is in control. His counsel also brings hope. Also brings hope. See, the Israelites were hopeless. It seems that they cannot come out from the sinful nature, but ang Panginoon ay lumapit at nag-reach out. reach out to them, and it gives them hope. Jeremiah 32:19, great is in counsel and mighty indeed, whose eyes are open to all the ways of the children of God, rewarding each one according to his ways and according to the fruit of his deed. His counsel brings hope and mercy. And there are many more to describe the counsel of God. But one important truth is this. His enduring character attributes, the enduring attributes of God's counsel and plan are grounded is in unchanging character. Now, pag pinagsama na natin yon, His counsel is divine, His counsel is sovereign, it will stand forever, and His counsel brings hope. Now, my question, having this understanding, how can it will impact our life? Paano natin magagamit yung truth na yun sa ating buhay? Kasi it's just merely truth. Now, let me suggest this. There's three scenarios in life that we will face. And there's many, but let me suggest this. There are things in life that we can't control. There are things in life that we can control. But there's also things in life that we desperately need. Now, with all this scenario, because Jesus is our wonderful counselor, things we can't control, we entrust to Him. He's a wonderful counselor. Things we can't control, we entrust to our God. Who among you can control the economy? Who among you can control the earthquake? May kilala ako, nasa Mindanao. Who among you can control the quotas in your company? Yung work permit, ESPAS. Who among you can control? No one can control. Who among you can say they can have fully control with their health? Exercise ka, uminom ka ng vitamin C, vitamin D. Anong isda? Fish oil, ayan. Who can say that if I will do all these things, I will be perfectly all right and healthy? No one can say that they are fully controlled with their health. Yes, we are accountable. We should eat right, proper, exercise, and so on. But in reality, we still cannot control our health. Because I know people who are healthy, then suddenly, nagkasakit. Who can say they can control the action of people, their family, the people? Who can control your employer? Can you control your employer? You can't control your employer. Pwede mong galitin, control mo yung emotion. You know, there are things in life we cannot control. Amen? There are things in life we cannot control, but what we can do is we can entrust everything to our God. We must acknowledge and understand and accept this truth that there are things in life we cannot control. Our hands are off limit. It just revealed to us that we are just merely human. Kaya sabihin mo sa katabi mo, tao ka lang. We are just merely human. Hindi ka alien. We are just merely human. And we are limited. And our limitation humbles us. It humbles us to trust God, believe in His word, and to trust in His character. There's one powerful verse that I would, if things is offhand and I can't control things, etong verse na to nagmi-minister sa akin. In Isaiah 55, it said, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." There are times that we cannot control, but remember this, His ways, His thoughts is higher than us. Maybe of some of you have received a shocking news. Nagsabi sa iyo, you lose your job. Probably some of you are waiting for a pass. Some of you are, nagsabi ng boss mo, retrench ka na, maghanap ka ng trabaho, after 3 months, wala ka na dito. What will you be feeling? Sabi ng employer mo, aalis na kami, pupunta kami na sa USA, sasama ka. Perhaps you're asking, what's next for my family? I remember when my brother called me up. My mom just had that surgery, and then after a month, sabi ng mama, na kapatid ko tumawag, kuya, punta ka na sa Pilipinas. You know what it means, right? Punta ka na sa Pilipinas. I tell you, when I heard that, I was in despair and I was sad. I was full of disappointment and grief. I thought I gave my mom the best doctor, the hospital. I sent her, give the medicine what she need. Yung pala, ganun din pala pupuntahan. I was confused. You see, those moments that you have no capacity, that's the moment that you run to God. And we thank the Lord that Jesus, our wonderful counselor, knows all things and He holds all things. And in Christ, we can trust God for His plans and purpose is perfect. We might not understand it at this moment, but His plans and purpose is perfect. There are things that we can never control, but Jesus is our wonderful counselor. So entrust everything to Him. But also there are things that we can control. The things that we can control, we seek His guidance. There are things that we can control. There are decisions in life that we have to make. And if we are not careful, it will impact the way our life. There are times that we are in a crossroad. Hindi mo alam kung left or right or front or stay. We don't know. Have you been to a crossroad? What will you do? You will ask the Lord. You might be asking, should I go back sa Pilipinas? 2024. Sabi ko 5 years lang, nandito na ako, 20 years pa. Should I 2024 is the time to return sa Philippines? Should I go back to be with my family? Maybe you'll be asking, should I migrate to another country so that I can work and bring my family? Should I look for another job? Should I go to this school? Should I go to this course? Should I invest in this? Should I enter this business? Should I marry this person? Those are critical decisions. And if you can control those things, our posture is to what? Our posture is to come and seek His guidance. To seek His will, His plan. Huwag natin unahan ang Diyos. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, shake mo, huwag mo unahan ang Diyos. Huwag. Don't just base on emotion or your assessment. Huwag mong unahan ang Diyos. Proverbs 3, it says here, trust the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight. It says this, trust the Lord and lean not on your own. Many times we trust our own. Magaling pa tayo sa Diyos paminsan. In love ako eh. Nag-break up na sila. Alam mo naman bawal, may asawa siya. Seek His guidance. We have a wonderful counselor that will freely guide us and help us in our decision making. Do not rush. Do not let your emotion control you. Do not let your own mental mind. You just have to come to the Lord. Lord, I need your guidance and help us. Let it be our memory verse. Trust the Lord with all your heart and not in our own understanding. In all your ways. Hindi lang pagpupunta sa church. Ibig sabihin sa mga decision you make. In all your ways. Acknowledge Him. And this is wonderful promise. He will make your path straight. And there's so many more promises. It says here, Psalms 27, nevertheless, I will continually be with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and after you will receive glory. Psalms 32, verse 8, it said, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Nakatingin ang Diyos sa iyo. Now we learn that there are things that we can't control, we entrust to Him. There are things that we can control, we seek His guidance. But there are also things that we need. He lovingly provides. Many times we seek what we want, but we don't recognize what we need. In this text, the Israelites' greatest need is a transformed heart, is a transformed life. Beyond all the situation and condition we are facing, the main and the most crucial reason why Jesus came was to rescue you and to redeem you. And God graciously provided that greatest need by sending His only Son so that Savior will die for you and open our door so that we can be reconciled once again. I mentioned earlier the Israelites were living in darkness, and that the same picture on how we've been living, the condition of man, without God's intervening in our life, we will remain in darkness. We will remain in waywardness. But we thank God, God sent His only Son to redeem us, to die on the cross, to pay for the price. See, I saw this picture. Some sister posted this. The season, ang ganda. But the reason why Jesus came, so that He will go to the cross, so that He will wear the crown of thorn. For who? For you and for me. And that's the greatest gift that we could ever receive. The world will not satisfy you. It will make you empty. You might have all the riches in the world, all the satisfaction and fun in the world, yet if you have no Christ in your life, you will be still empty inside. But I thank God, we are no longer in darkness because He sent the light, Jesus Christ, to redeem us, to love us, to wash us, to change us and transform us. And when I saw this picture, this is true. The season is this, but the real reason Jesus came is because He wants to love you. And He showed it through the cross. You know, mga kapatid, I pray that this Christmas, our posture of gratitude and thanksgiving is not the gift that we have received. Yes, we thank God for that. But the gratitude ng ating puso is because we have Jesus in our heart. That He has rescued us and loved us. The greatest need of a person is to have that relationship with Jesus. And He made a way by sending the wonderful Counselor to redeem you and I. As I summarize and I call upon the worship team, Jesus, the wonderful Counselor, describes that His counsel is divine, His counsel is sovereign and will forever stand. His counsel brings hope because Jesus is our wonderful Counselor. Things that we can't control, we entrust to Him. Amen? Things that we can control, we seek His guidance and help. Things we desperately need, and the most desperate thing that we need is salvation. God has provided it. You know, as I was looking at this, as we start our Christmas theme for the coming weeks, who love exchange gifts? Taas kamay. Wala, kawawa naman doon. You love exchange gift? Anong feeling nyo pag ang Christmas gift $10 at na-receive nyo ay galing sa Daiso lang? Isabi, $20 ang exchange gift. $20. Pumunta ka pa sa Uniqlo, gumastos ka ng $25 for the gift. Lagyan mo ng magandang package. Tapos nagbutuhan, nagbunutan. Bigay mo $25, yung na-receive mo, alam mo, sa Daiso. What will you feel? akala mo iPad. Yung pala, iPad screen protector. What will you feel? Of course, you'll be frustrated, right? Angry. You feel cheated. Yeah. $20, tapos $2 sa makukuha mo. Sticker pa. What will you feel? You know, the greatest exchange gift that we can ever receive is Jesus Christ. Hindi niya winidhold yung sarili niya. Hindi niya winidhold anything else because He wants to save you and me. He came down here so that He can redeem, He can pay the price for our sin, for our failure, for our life of darkness. And that exchange gift, we can never repay Him. We can never repay Him. What He just wants is this. He just simply wants you to surrender your life to Him and let God govern your life. And you have a beautiful story because He's a wonderful counselor. His plan for our life is perfect. He wants to give us a life that's full, to be blessed, favored. And those favor is not just material, but that peace that you can never be bought in this world. And it can only be found in our Lord Jesus Christ. The greatest exchange gift we can have in this life, in this time, in this season. I pray this season, because God gave His best, may you respond in giving our life to Him. And let our life be a sacrifice to our Lord. Let's stand. Are we willing? This is the question I have for this season. Are we willing to surrender our life to Jesus and be governed by Him? And as we ponder this question, I invite the worship team to lead us in a worship song. Because the greatest gift we can give the Lord is our life. Hallelujah. This is my desire.
To honor You,
Lord, with all my heart.
Lord, with all my heart, I worship You.
All I have,
all I have within me,
I give You praise.
I give You praise.
And all that I adore,
all that I adore is in You.
Lord, we give You our heart. Let's sing it from our heart. Let it be our prayer.
I give You my soul. I live for You alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have Your
Lord, I give You my heart.
Lord, I my heart, I give You my soul.
Yes, Lord,
I live for You alone. Every breath that I take, every moment away. Lord, have Your way.
Lord, I give You
heart. breath that I take, heaven home and I'm away. Lord, have your way.
Lord, I give you my heart. Just the voice says, Lord, I give you my heart. Let's raise our hands.
I give you my soul.
Lord, this is our gift to you.
I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away. Lord, have your way in me.
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 Lord, this season of Christmas, remind us it's all about you. Lord, less of us and more of you. Lord, I pray that this season open our eyes to see, to understand the greatness of who you are, the greatness of your love and your mercy in our lives. Remind us that you are our wonderful counselor. Remind us, Lord, in moments that we cannot control, I pray that we will entrust to your plan. We surrender our struggle to you. Lord, the moment, oh God, that we can control things, I pray, rather than reacting right away, may we seek your guidance. May we seek your will and wisdom from you. Lord, I pray, even Lord, all of us, oh God, have desperate need. The greatest need we can experience, Lord, is to experience your salvation, your love in our lives. Salamat, Panginoon. I pray for this season that we will encounter you in a much deeper way, Lord. Encounter you in a fresh new way. Salamat, Panginoon. Let's just raise a hand and receive the benediction. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself, in God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word. Panginoon, as we have this season of Christmas, may we respond of surrendering our life to you, because you have given us the greatest gift, your life, your love to us. Salamat, Panginoon. We thank you, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Just turn to somebody and tell this person, Merry Christmas. And also remind that person, Jesus is our wonderful counselor. God bless everyone.